Almost 100 people attended the first of three Wilmington area community meetings to discuss the test results Tuesday night at Cape Fear Community College. John Wolf was there. He received his test results just hours before the meeting.
I don't know. You know, it's concerned. There's some fear in there. There's definitely a bitterness and an anger that this could have been prevented. And, you know, just because some unscrupulous company decided that it would be worth their profit to manufacture these, now it's, you know, suddenly my problem. And
so PFAS stands for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, and this is a family of chemicals. Gen-X is just one example of PFAS. PFOA is another example.
Researchers from NC State say blood samples of 345 New Hanover County residents test positive for several PFAS, but not Gen-X. They found several newly identified PFAS substances, including Nafion byproduct 2, PFO4DA, PFO5DODA, and HydroEve. In 99, 98, 98, and 76% of the blood samples taken, respectively. These compounds, they say, are unique to Wilmington blood and are not found through similar tests in other parts of the state and country. Jane Hoppin of NC State directs the Gen-X study.
I think we were most surprised at the elevated levels of PFO and PFAS and the other historically used PFAS chemicals. So we expected to see some of the new chemicals, so we were happy to see that those were coming down, but what we didn't expect to see that levels of PFOA in Wilmington were four times higher than the national average, and that the levels of PFAS were twice the national average. So this suggests that there's some long-term exposure in Wilmington that's different than the rest of the U.S. population.
Hoppin says it's unclear whether the newly identified PFAS compounds could be having an adverse effect on health. Emily Donovan is the co-founder of Clean Cape Fear.
We have a health crisis, and we really do. And to pretend that we don't, because we feel like there's a lack of evidence, we need to stop doing that. And I think that our officials need to get more aligned and the response they can give, especially when we look at what states have done or what other states have done concerning this topic. We've seen Michigan.
It's important to note this is an exposure study, not a health study, and that for many of the chemical compounds, there is little information on any health impacts. Ted Leopold is an attorney representing plaintiffs in a class action lawsuit against Chemours. He says the newly found chemical compounds could be potentially more dangerous than Gen-X.
Very true. And not only on an individual basis, but when you combine them all together, who knows how harmful they can be. They can be exponentially more harmful.
Chemours did not respond to requests for comment. The results from the urine tests are expected in April. Vince Winkle, WHQR News.